The Personal Injury Alliance is comprised of three of the top-ranked personal injury law firms in Canada, McLeish Orlando, Oatley Wigman, and Thompson Rogers. And Brian Cameron is a partner at Oatley Wigman. He's a certified specialist in civil litigation, and he's with us here this morning. Brian, thanks for joining us, sir.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, listen, obviously snowmobiling is a very popular sport in cottage country. Hundreds of sleds come out each and every weekend. And obviously mishaps can happen. Are injuries a big deal in snowmobiling? Do they happen a lot?
It's not really the numbers of snowmobile accidents, although there are a few. It's the severity of them. There's very rarely a minor snowmobile incident. You get the odd one. But if something goes wrong on a snowmobile, usually it goes very wrong.
Right, right. They go pretty fast, upwards of 120 kilometers sometimes. What are the common types of accidents?
Either striking an obstruction you're not aware of, for example, a dock or rocks under the snow or perhaps a tree, which you maybe should have seen, but you're going too fast. That's one type. And the second type is just two snowmobilers crashing into each other.
Okay. So with that in mind, though, what kind of insurance coverage should they have? What should their understanding be of the whole, I guess, industry?
Well, it's illegal to drive a snowmobile unless it's insured under a motor vehicle liability policy. So the coverage has to be, or is the law requires, that you have the same as you would have on a car.
Okay. So what happens if the worst thing happens? What are the victim's rights?
Well, they have a right, depending how it occurred. If somebody just drove into a tree and there's no fault on the people who designed the trails or anything, they would have access, the statutory accident benefits are more commonly known as no-fault benefits. They would pay for medical rehabilitation benefits, attendant care, income replacement benefits, those sorts of things pursuant to the policy.
Okay, now, all that being said, what is the importance of consulting with a qualified personal injury lawyer?
Oh, there's two things. I mean, obviously, the first thing you do is, get to a hospital and get that taken care of. But once you're out of the hospital, you need to know what your rights are, and you also need to know who are the people in the area where I live that can help me, the occupational therapist, the physiotherapists, attendant care aides, who can modify my house if I need that. It's all very dependent on the injury and the requirements that a person has following a serious injury and what personal injury lawyers can do for you. It's not just a matter of commencing a lawsuit. That's part of what we do. But another part is making sure the right people are in place, a treatment team is together to help that person recover as best they can and to fund the treatment teams. I mean, it's very expensive getting out of hospital treatment, and you need somebody who knows the system. It's very specialized and very complicated.
All right, good advice. Brian Cameron is a partner, like I said, at Oatley Wigman, part of the PIA Law, and you can find out more about PIA Law by visiting www.pialaw.ca. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.